local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
And we welcome you into hour number 2, 5 o'clock hour here on Pensacola Right Now. News Radio Pensacola, informative, local, and dependable. Joe and Austin keeping you company on your drive home and getting you caught up in everything happening in your world today. Text line 850-437-1620. Traffic line 850-2626-111. Starting off with today's top three stories, a pivotal day in Donald Trump's criminal hush money trial. Stormy Daniels on the stand talking about her alleged 2006 sexual encounter. Daniels has previously stated they met at a celebrity golf tournament and that eventually led to sex in Trump's hotel room. Trump, of course, is accused of falsifying business records tied to paying Daniels to stay quiet about the encounter prior to the 2016 election.
A very revealing day. As you see, their case is totally falling apart. They have nothing on books and records.
And that was following the testimony today. The trial is on recess until Thursday. During the testimony, Trump's legal team requested the judge declare a mistrial, but that was denied. Israel says the ceasefire proposal agreed to by Hamas is far from its necessary requirements. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office sent a delegation to continue working on the ceasefire proposal that's brokered by Egypt and Qatar. In the meantime, Israel has said it will continue the offensive in southern Gaza's city of Rafah. Also, the head of the DEA says the flood of fentanyl across the Mexican border has hit unprecedented levels.
Our communities today are being flooded with fentanyl hidden in other drugs or pressed into fake pills by two Mexican cartels, the Sinaloa cartel and the Jalisco cartel.
That's DEA Administrator Ann Milgram, who told Congress that the U.S. is not getting enough help from Mexico. Her last meeting with a Mexican counterpart was in 2021. She says it's been difficult to obtain visas needed to crack down on the cartels. Let's look at our top three stories today. Austin, as we say good afternoon for this hour to you. I knew, because today is Tuesday. We have bands on the beach today.
We do.
Do you know who's performing by chance?
No, I do not.
All right. Well, that was no help to either one of us. And I probably should have checked with you to see, hey, I may bring it up, but I didn't, so I'll...
Well, the closest person who may have known just walked in.
That's right. I will take ownership and blame you. That's what I do around here.
Well, that's the thing. I mean...
What is that, a Texas Roadhouse roll?
Yeah, I think she's going to come back by and offer you one, but she knew that you were talking. So,
all right.
Yeah, they're the fresh ones, though. They're not the burnt ones. But I do not have a napkin, so I'm just going to awkwardly hold it.
That's right.
Until further notice.
Would you like for me to handle the traffic so you can eat it?
Oh, no, that's okay. Fine. It's warm, so it'll stay warm. Okay. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Call us today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Let's see, looking at traffic here, Pensacola Boulevard giving us some trouble if you're traveling northbound towards Burgess Road. And then if you're traveling further north, just past I-10 and approaching Broad Street, we did have an accident report that was causing some minor backups. Doesn't appear to be anything too severe at this time. Also, Palafox Street traveling northbound towards Burgess is going to give you some problems as well, but that's not too much out of the ordinary there. Then it's going to be Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile or southbound coming from 9 Mile and approaching I-10. Still got that evening traffic causing backups in both of those areas as we saw last hour. Beyond that, it's going to be Gulf Beach Highway approaching Fairfield Drive, Gulf Breeze Parkway approaching Tiger Point traveling eastbound, and Windhaven Beach. If you are passing westbound on Navarre Parkway past Windhaven, we've still got some backups over there.
The weather overnight will be partly cloudy with low temperatures warm, mainly in the mid to low 70s. We'll continue with warm weather and a mix of sun and clouds as we head through the day Wednesday. Highs will be in the mid to upper 80s. We have some changes on the way. A cold front's headed this way late this week. Brings us a pretty good chance for rain late Thursday into early Friday and cooler weather for the weekend. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you very much, Alan. Turning our attention to local headlines here, a lot happening today. Escambia Sheriff Chief Deputy Andrew Hobbs, he was on with Andrew this morning and gave an update on the investigation, where things stand on the two recent fatal shootings. Of course, it was two Sundays ago where three men were killed and what deputies say was a targeted ambush while they were sitting inside a car at West Jackson Street. Two nights later, A male victim was found dead with multiple gunshot wounds on Topaz Avenue. Hobbs stopped short of saying the two incidents are related, but homicides are almost never random.
You know, in some cases it's drug related, in some cases it's money related, in some cases it's domestic violence related. Very, very, very rarely is there a homicide that doesn't have a connection.
And they are still looking for suspects in both cases, and it hasn't helped that there haven't been a lot of individuals willing to come forward and talk about them. Meanwhile, in Santa Rosa County, the sheriff's office celebrating the signing of House Bill 341. That's the Safeguarding American Families Everywhere Act, a.k.a. SAFE Act. The bill requires that vehicle registration applications include a section for individuals to voluntarily disclose if they or their children may have a disability. It would give law enforcement a heads up that somebody may not react the way that they're expecting.
This covers all the special needs community, PTSD, deaf, blind, autism, Down syndrome, it doesn't matter. And anybody, it's all voluntary, anybody can go on to the DMV and get it registered on their tag to where we can see it.
And Johnson says when people sign up, it'll let a responding officer know when they run their license plate in the event of a car accident or traffic stop. Some drama in Gulf Breeze. The dog park is temporarily closing for 2 weeks as of today, as the city is looking into disagreements between two dog owners.
For months, we have had individuals who have failed to get along. And it has included our park ranger, our two parks and recreation directors, our recreation manager, myself, our administrative services director. We've encouraged them to meet at, you know, different times. We've tried to resolve disputes. But ultimately, there are allegations of discrimination, religious discrimination, harassment, and ADA complaints.
So City Manager Sam Abel says that the people involved are now filed a bunch of public records requests to the city and threatening litigation, although it's not clear whether that's against each other or perhaps even the city as well. So the city is just closing the park right now so they can do further investigations and limit any potential legal liability for the city. So that sucks to hear there. You've got at least two individuals that just can't get along, and it sounds like there's a little bit of a peeing contest happening at one of the fences, but it's not the dogs, it's the humans, which is sad to see there.
Absolutely.
What else we got? The SRIA is down to five candidates to take over as the next executive director. SRIA's administrative committee narrowed the search down to five finalists last week. Mike Burns and Brian Underwood, those are two local candidates. Burns owns a law firm in Pensacola. Underwood is the Baldwin County Commission's grants director. Three external, or I should say from more of a distance, William Whitson is from Flagler Beach, where he is the city manager. Ted Yates is the village manager in Islamorada, Florida. Never heard of that place. And then Cleet Sonier is Public Works Director in Santa Paula, California. So that's the five. They will be in town later on this month for one-on-one interviews and a familiarization tour. So very cool stuff. 518, we'll take a break there. State and national news next on Pensacola Right Now.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
Allow me to give you four get-along statements from Philippians chapter 2. Statement number one, have the same love. The Bible tells us to love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to love thy neighbor as thyself. Statement number two, obey the prohibition against strife and vainglory. Essentially, God says stop it. Statement number three, have a humble heart. The Bible calls it lowliness of mind. Statement number four, stop looking at how to help yourself and start looking at how to help others. If you'll practice these four principles in your workplace, in your marriage, or in any human relationships, you will find them to be four very effective get-along principles.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
We worked our whole lives to save, just to spend it on time with these two, filling buckets of memories. This is what makes life, life. Yet how much of life are we willing to miss out on? Because even mild hearing loss doubles our risk of dementia. Yes, dementia. Good hearing health is essential to staying engaged and doing what we love. Hear well and stay vital. Get a hearing health check every year.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked about squabbling in Santa Rosa County over the proposed study for an aquatic center and the length of meetings, as well as a proposed roundabout at South and West Spencerfield Roads. The Escambia County Commission still seeming to not quite get over the hill on the question of funding for the Chappie James Memorial. And Andrew Hobbs, Chief Deputy in the Escambia County Sheriff's Office, joined us to talk about a whole bunch of crimes and arrests that have taken place in Escambia County over the last week. Listen to all of those podcasts at newsradio923.com.
Hi, this is Terrence A. Gross. Did you know that Florida recently passed a major tort reform package? The legislature reduced Florida's general injury statute of limitations from 4 years to 2 years. They limited attorney's fees and homeowners' lawsuits, which could adversely affect homeowners. For any injury claim, call me, Terrence A. Gross, at 850-434-3333 or visit us on the web at grossandschuster.com.
Paralyzed veterans Sean Halstead and Noah Currier.
I was Air Force from 93 to 98. I got hurt practicing combat search and rescue, fell off a fast rope, so shattered L1 vertebrae. I don't know where I'd be without paralyzed veterans. I've only seen that now.
Unite through struggle, you know, that's what the Marine Corps and service is all about. You get tight and those bonds just get stronger and stronger the more you struggle together, and the harder the hardship. And I don't know if it gets any harder than being a quadriplegic, so, you know, we instantly bond.
Paralyzed Veterans of America is a nonprofit, and it gets no federal funding.
And we provide every service free of charge to every veteran and caregiver that we support.
Paralyzed Veteran and PVA Executive Director Sherman Gillums Jr.
Every life, every success, every recovery, it's tied to the initial investment you've had in us.
To learn more, visit pva.org, a public service message from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Join Bike Pensacola for their annual escorted slow ride through downtown Pensacola, Friday evening at 6. See Slow Ride Pensacola on Facebook for more information. Remember to help stamp out hunger this Saturday. Leave healthy, non-perishable food donations by your mailbox. The National Association of Letter Carriers help make this annual event the biggest single-day effort to help those in need of food. Find more events and submit yours at newsradio923.com.
Get news at the top and bottom of every hour with WEAR-TV, our local news team, and Fox News on News Radio Pensacola.
The bands on the beach tonight, Jordan Chase.
Oh, that's what it is.
Upcoming, up-and-coming blues and soul singer. He was actually born in Pensacola. Age of 3, moved to New Orleans. He is musical style can best be described soulful R&B with a gospel blues sound. He has been on NBC's The Voice. He is working on a first record with a Grammy Award-winning team from Nashville. So that's Jordan Chase again. Wow. That's at the Pensacola Beach, Bands on the Beach tonight. Starts at 7 o'clock. So looks, you know, like a good time, and the weather looks nice for it.
Yeah, I went to our I went to one of our sites here, and I started to look it up to find the lineup, and then like a cat, something caught my eye, and I just went on to something else.
All right.
So thank you for making a point of looking into that when my brain refused to. Just about 5:25 here, another quick check of the roads and weather. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Barbary Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, you should probably call the Best of the Bay winner. That's Barbary Plumbing at 477-8782. Let's see. Not a ton going on the roads here. We did have an accident report on Pensacola Boulevard, just north of I-10, if you're traveling northbound towards Broad Street. Not much congestion in that immediate vicinity, but if you continue to travel north, that's going to be towards Detroit Boulevard. We do have some backups in that area there. Also, if you continue to travel even further north towards 10 Mile Road, we still got some minor backups on Pensacola in that area. Beyond that, it's going to be Pine Forest Road, traveling southbound towards I-10, Palafox Street, traveling northbound towards Burgess Road, and Gulf Beach Highway, traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive. Outside of Pensacola, it's Gulf Breeze Parkway still, traveling eastbound from Oriole Beach to Tiger Point. Navarre Parkway traveling westbound coming from Windhaven Beach. And Caroline Street, we were having some problems coming over Blackwater River, but those have seemingly subsided. However, it's been made up for on, let's see here, Woodbine Road if you're traveling northbound towards the Publix at Five Points.
The weather overnight will be partly cloudy with low temperatures warm, mainly in the mid to low 70s. We'll continue with warm weather and a mix of sun and clouds as we head through the day Wednesday. Highs will be in the mid to upper 80s. We have some changes on the way. A cold front's headed this way late this week. Brings us a pretty good chance for rain late Thursday into early Friday and cooler weather for the weekend. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you, Alan. Appreciate it. Looking at our state headlines today, a new Florida law bans Chinese citizens from buying homes because of national security concerns.
A new Florida law prohibits many Chinese citizens from buying property near military outposts, airports, or refineries, and is being challenged in federal court after many residents of Chinese descent say they have faced discrimination trying to buy a home. Some say they live in fear over whether they may have inadvertently violated the law. It effectively prohibits most Chinese individuals without a green card from purchasing residential property. More than three dozen states have enacted or are considering similar laws that restrict land purchases by Chinese citizens and companies, arguing that these transactions pose a threat to national security. Aaron Rayal, NBC News Radio.
And Governor Ron DeSantis is signing a bill promoting tax relief for Florida that includes this year's back-to-school sales tax holiday.
Disaster preparedness supplies for not just families, but also for your pets, that is tax-free so that you can prepare and have a plan.
The legislation also includes the disaster preparedness tax holiday. And in addition, the bill also offers corporate income tax breaks for providing child care and hiring disabled workers. DeSantis says the bill provides more than $1 billion in tax breaks.
According to Visit Florida, the state is number one in terms of the domestic tourism destination in the U.S. We are number two with international visitors. The governor says it's the world-class attractions, hospitality, and commitment to freedom that have solidified our position as the top vacation destination.
Well, and while I have no proof of it, we have to be one of the top places for Publix lottery tickets.
Yes.
Someone who bought a Powerball lottery ticket in South Florida is a very big winner. The drawing was held last night for a jackpot of $214 million, and a single winning ticket was sold in Miami-Dade County. The Florida Lottery says it was purchased at a Publix in Miami Shores. The winner can choose a lump sum payment of over $100 million if they wish, and they have 6 months to claim their winnings.
In national news, at least one person dead as tornadoes and severe weather continue to threaten Oklahoma.
A lot of mass destruction. I mean, it's bad. It's just torn up bad. I mean, it's in despair.
The death happened about an hour north of Tulsa, where officials had declared a tornado emergency in all four twisters touching down in Oklahoma. And then as the storm system moved eastward today, there was more tornado warnings in north central Illinois into Indiana as well.
Wow. The NYPD moved in to arrest pro-Palestinian protesters as they marched through Manhattan, making their way to the Metropolitan Museum of Art as celebrities were heading into the annual Met Gala. Some demonstrators were seen carrying signs with phrases like, "No Met Gala while bombs drop in Gaza." I guess if you squint really hard, that kind of rhymes. Authorities estimate that the crowd had about 1,000 people, with over two dozen arrests being reported.
President Biden delivering the keynote speech at today's Days of Remembrance ceremony on Capitol Hill.
We've seen a ferocious surge of anti-Semitism in America and around the world. Vicious propaganda on social media.
He says, as president, he sees the hate towards Jews and he believes too many people deny the horrors of the Holocaust. And, of course, many Holocaust survivors in attendance there as well.
And Georgia Republican Marjorie Taylor Greene is naming her price for backing down on her threat to call a vote to remove Speaker Mike Johnson. Greene told reporters ahead of a meeting with Johnson today that she wants no further aid for Ukraine and the defunding of the special counsel probes into Donald Trump. She's also calling for a return to the Hastert rule, which means no legislation should be brought to a vote without support from a majority of the House. A majority of the House majority, rather. But either way, Joe, you said it last hour, and I agree. This isn't going to.
No, it's just empty threats there.
Yeah.
The Democrats say, look, he's going to be the speaker. Republicans aren't showing up in numbers to support this, so whatever. This kind of reads like it could be an episode of Suits.
Okay.
Over a dozen judges are blacklisting Columbia University law school students due to how the institution handled anti-Israel protests. A group of 13 federal judges who were appointed by Donald Trump expressed that they lost confidence in the university and called it an incubator of bigotry. So, so you got lawsuits, students that graduate and they're trying to get jobs or clerkships or whatever at judges. So some of them are saying, no, if you come from Columbia, I have no interest in working with you. So pretty interesting story there.
Yeah.
I'm John Saucier, adult film star Stormy Daniels on the stand today in former President Trump's criminal trial. Trump speaking afterwards, maintaining he believes the trial's election interference with no legal basis.
I'm here. Instead of being in Georgia, instead of being in New Hampshire, instead of being in Wisconsin, and all the different states that we wanted to be in, we're not able to be there because we're stuck in this trial, which everyone knows is a hoax.
So a judge rejecting a defense motion for a mistrial over Daniel's testimony when asked what President Biden thinks about Trump's legal troubles, White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says,
the president consumes the news. He pays attention to the news. I cannot speak to the current situation that is happening that many of you all are covering right now at this moment.
Today, President Biden meeting at the White House with the president of Romania. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Frank Miller with Your Money Now. Well, some new figures out from the Federal Reserve are showing that consumer credit fell sharply in the month of March. It slowed down to $6.3 billion versus estimates of nearly $15 billion. Consumer credit rising at a 1.5% annual rate. That's down from 3.6% last month. In the first quarter, credit was up around 3.2%, which was quicker than the 2.4% rate that was seen in the first 3 months of last year. Consumers cutting back on credit card borrowing, that was up only 0.1%, and that's after it was up nearly 10% in February. That's its slowest pace since April of 2021. Meanwhile, non-revolving credit, which includes student and auto loans, were up nearly 2% after climbing 1.4% in February. And on Wall Street today, stocks finished the day mixed as investors are looking for some more clues on when the Fed may begin cutting rates. Fed Chair Jerome Powell said that it won't happen at its next meeting. The Dow Jones up 31 points, the S&P up 6 points, the NASDAQ down 16 today. And that is Your Money Now.
This is Zach Gelb, the Sportsman and sponsored by BetMGM. Download the BetMGM app today. Please gamble responsibly. I had no reason before last night to dislike the Nuggets. Heck, since 2020, I claimed they were going to be a championship contender for a long time. Yesterday, though, Jamal Murray made Denver unlikable. Murray threw a towel at a ref and a heating pad on the court. I get his frustration, but he crossed the line by acting like a baby, and the NBA should suspend him for one game. These antics were dangerous and unacceptable. I'm Zach Gelb.
Hey, baseball fans, go yard with BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks. All season long, we're offering top odds on your favorite home run bets, shared 50K Grand Slam jackpots, fast and convenient ways to play same-game parlays, special boosts and tokens, and so much more. From the first pitch to the game-winning fireworks, there are more ways than ever to supercharge your excitement. Whether you want to combine multiple bets for the chance at a bigger payout or place a live bet as the game unfolds, BetMGM has all the home run betting options you could need. Download the BetMGM app, head to the ballpark, and get your piece of MLB action. BetMGM is an official partner of Major League Baseball. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 years of age or older. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. For West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
This is Pastor Carl Gallops of the Hickory Hammock Baptist Church here in Milton. If you're looking for a church family that is truly amazing, let me invite you to come and worship with us this Sunday. Here's what you'll find: a church whose doors are open to all people wishing to worship and serve the Lord. You'll find a church where the exaltation of Jesus and the accurate preaching and teaching of the contextual Word of God is the centerpiece. You'll find a consistently solid, peaceful, and friendly family of multiplied hundreds of people. You'll find dynamic, spirit-filled worship services, youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, men and women's ministries, praise teams, choirs, ensembles, and drama ministries. Plenty of opportunity for Bible study and guidance for your Christian life. In other words, when you and your family get up on Sunday mornings from now on, you'll say, oh good, it's time to go to church. For directions and worship service times, look us up in the phone book or call the church office at 623-8959 or visit us on the web at www.hickoryhammockbaptist.org. And then we'll see you Sunday.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was point man in foot patrol and I stopped on the bomb. Lost my legs and left hand in an explosion.
And he suffered a severe traumatic brain injury. Yes.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
There are so many mountains to climb, and we do it together.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
Seeing Alex learning how to snow ski, that's life-changing.
DAV provides a lifetime of support to veterans of every generation, helping more than a million veterans each year.
Alex did it. He skied down this mountain. That's something he won't forget.
With the right support, there are no limits.
To see him on that slope and smiling like that, we'll be taking this home.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Alex Hussey, thank you for your service. Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
In a world of payroll and HR services, things can get complicated. There are so many moving parts in business. At Avalon HR, we understand, and we have your back. Join us on the Pensacola Expert Panel as we guide you through the complicated world of payroll and HR services. Running a business is busy work. Allow Avalon HR to work with you. Join us tomorrow on the Pensacola Expert Panel at 10.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
News Radio Pensacola has you covered no matter where you are or how you like to listen. Tune into our frequencies on 92.3 FM, 95.3 FM, and AM 1620 for the latest breaking news, local updates, and in-depth analysis. Can't be near a radio? No problem. Stream us live on our website or through our convenient app. Available for download on your mobile device. Plus, with our smart device integration, you can ask your virtual assistant to play News Radio 92.3 and we'll be right there with you. It's News Radio Pensacola.
We have to have.
What's that?
We have to have the most diverse.
Well, I was, you know, array. You. It's interesting you say that because I was thinking that yesterday that if you got a side gig as a DJ at like a club downtown Pensacola, nobody would be able to peg what the vibe is.
Yeah, a roller coaster
just be all
of
over
emotions.
The map.
Yeah, I know. And the best part is, I don't even try to be. It's just something I fall into. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola, just past 5:35 here. So another quick check of the roads and weather is now in order. Doesn't appear to be a ton going on. Just, you know, the same typical areas that always give us trouble at this hour appear to be doing so now. Pine Forest Road, if you're traveling southbound towards I-10, still got some problems there, along with Pensacola Boulevard traveling northbound towards 10 Mile Road. The intersection of Palafox Street and Burgess Road has looked worse, but has also looked better. Just a little bit of congestion on both streets there. North Davis Highway, traveling northbound just past Creighton Road and approaching I-10. That still has some minor issues, nothing too severe, though. And then Gulf Breeze Parkway, traveling eastbound from Oriole Beach closer to Tiger Point. We still have some minor problems in that area, but it does appear to be lessening. And the same can be said if you are traveling westbound on Navarre Parkway coming from Windhaven Beach.
The weather overnight will be partly cloudy with low temperatures warm, mainly in the mid to low 70s. We'll continue with warm weather and a mix of sun and clouds as we head through the day Wednesday. Highs will be in the mid to upper 80s. We have some changes on the way. A cold front's headed this way late this week. Brings us a pretty good chance for rain late Thursday into early Friday and cooler weather for the weekend. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you very much. 5:39 now. Austin, what's happening in the world of sports today?
Oh, Joe, what isn't happening in the world of sports? We do have a TNT doubleheader in the NBA playoffs getting underway in just about 20 minutes, maybe a little bit over. Cavaliers at Celtics. if I were a betting man, that's going to be a blowout. That's going to be followed by Mavericks at Thunder at 8:30. I think I've already said on air that's going to be a great series. I would highly recommend watching that. In the NHL, we've got an ESPN doubleheader starting at the same time. Hurricanes at Rangers at 6 o'clock, followed by Avalanche at Stars at 8:30. MLB, just Astros and Yankees. That starts in about 30 minutes on TBS. Astros have had a pretty rough start to the season. I don't know how the Yankees are doing off memory, but I know the Astros suck. So if you're looking, if you are a baseball diehard, be on the lookout for that. And then real quickly here, just a few headlines. Let's see. The WNBA says teams will soon be able to charter private flights. League Commissioner Kathy Engelbert made the announcement today. Players have increasingly been pushing the league to allow for chartered flights, with teams having to fly commercial for most games during the season. This just seems like one of those things that has become just a luxury in this era of the WNBA now, with Angel Reese and Caitlin Clark and all these names coming into the fray that are, you know, turning the way we look at women's basketball on its head. I think this is just one of the improvements of that. I don't know how much money the league is making or how much money this will cost, but nonetheless, good move for the league there.
Yeah, for sure. And I think Caitlin Clark had said that the collective bargaining agreement was coming up anyway, so this was going to be something that they wanted there. And hopefully bigger salaries, too, for their sake. You know, of course, the discussion has been for years that the NBA is subsidizing the WNBA, and so I'm not here to say equal pay, blah, 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 because, you know,
it's
the WNBA is just not – they just aren't making anywhere close to the same money that the NBA is. But,
yeah,
no, it's good to see that, you know, there is something about being a professional athlete in a sport like the WNBA. And so getting that treatment, no, that's good for them for sure.
Well, not only that, but, I mean, just as I said, with all these players getting this talk surrounding them, with the charter private flights and stuff, and with – in the media, whether it be mainstream or it be just you and me at this level talking about it, the WNBA is getting more talk and it's getting more looks. So there should be some pampering along with that. Champions League semis, Borussia Dortmund. They are in the Champions League final following a surprise 1-0 win over PSG in Paris. They won on a 2-0 aggregate score and will face the winner of tomorrow's match between Bayern Munich and Real Madrid. Good for them.
Yeah, that's going to be a good game there. It's 2-2 after the first leg that was in Bayern's home stadium. So now Real Madrid gets the home game. And
you like Bayern, right?
Yes, I'm a Bayern Munich fan. Mm-hmm. I don't feel great about our chances tomorrow, but the last time that Borussia Dortmund made it to the Champions League final was 2013. The stadium that the Champions League final is going to be in London, the last time that Borussia Dortmund made it to the final was also the last time that the Champions League final was in London, and they played Bayern Munich in 2013.
Did they win?
Bayern Munich won. So
history
is on our side, perhaps.
Oh, okay.
Or it may not. We'll see.
I'll take your word for it. I don't know anything about it.
542, looking at some health business and science notes today. A lot happening here. TikTok suing the U.S. government over efforts to have the app banned in the country. We knew this was going to happen.
Yeah.
A lawsuit filed today in the U.S. Court of Appeals for the D.C. Circuit. The parent company ByteDance argues that the Protecting Americans from Foreign Adversary-Controlled Applications Act violates the First Amendment. The bill aims to force ByteDance to sell TikTok or have it banned in the U.S.
Well, hey, regardless of where you stand on it, that act, it just rolls off the tongue, don't it? Panera Bread will soon stop selling its charged lemonade after the drink was blamed for at least 2 deaths. One lawsuit claims that the highly caffeinated beverage led to the death of a University of Pennsylvania student with a heart condition. Another lawsuit claims that a Florida man with previous health issues died after drinking one of them. Panera said Tuesday that the end of the drink comes after a, quote, recent menu transformation, and to no surprise, the statement made no mention of those lawsuits that we just discussed there.
Yeah, some good news in our health business and science section. This Saturday marks the annual Letter Carrier Stamp Out Hunger Food Drive. Residents in cities and towns all over the country are encouraged to leave a bag of non-perishable food items by their mailbox, and postal carriers will deliver the mail Saturday, and they will collect the bags of food and deliver them to local charities. It's a food drive that started in 1993, and it takes place each year on the second Saturday in May. And it is the largest single-day food drive in the country. So cool stuff there.
Yeah, very nice. And the Boy Scouts of America is changing its name for the first time in its 114-year history. You may have seen this blurb on our Facebook page. They will now be known as Scouting America. The change comes after decades of controversy from sexual abuse claims and allowing both gay and female youth to join the ranks.
Apple out with a new iPad Pro and Air tablets. CEO Tim Cook says it's the biggest day for iPad since its introduction. Apple calls the iPad Pro its thinnest ever at just over 5 millimeters thick. The smaller Pro version starts at $1,000, the larger at $1,300. The iPad Air has the M2 chip, and the larger version starts at $800, the smaller one at $600.
Pocket change. 545 here, another very quick check of the roads and weather. Still got some backups on Pensacola Boulevard if you're traveling northbound towards 10 Mile Road, and some on Pine Forest Road if you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile or southbound coming from 9 Mile and approaching I-10. Beyond that, it's Palafox Street and Burgess Road. That intersection still giving us some problems. Gulf Beach Highway and North Davis Highway had some issues here and there, but they are seemingly clearing up, so that's good. Same can be said for Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point and Navarre Parkway traveling westbound coming from Windhaven Beach. So outside of those first few spots, there's not much that should hold you up for too long.
Warm, humid weather continues. Overnight lows will be down in the 70s. Tomorrow, we've got a high in the mid to upper 80s with a mix of sun and clouds. Later this week, some weather changes on the way as a front heads this way, brings us a good chance for rain Thursday night into early Friday. Cooler weather for the weekend. Also, with breezy conditions, there is a higher risk of rip currents across northern Gulf Coast beaches for the next few days. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you, Alan. Over the last few days, we've talked about this a little bit with the rap beefs that have been happening with Drake and Kendrick Lamar, who's been the primary one here.
That's the thing. J. Cole was like in it for a minute, and I think he may have been more on Drake's side. I'm not sure, though. And then he bowed out, and now Kendrick is just laying into Drake.
Yeah. Well, hopefully nothing illegal. Toronto police investigating a shooting that happened outside Drake's home early morning hours today. A man working as a security guard at the property was shot while standing outside the gate. Officials say the suspect fled the scene in a car. Security camera captured the footage. An official says he's aware of feuds that Drake is currently involved in, but it's too soon to speculate on a motive.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, we don't know if that has anything to do with the feud, but if
Hope
so,
not. Hope
yeah.
Not.
I'm not, I mean, I don't know about any of that, but I'm sure it's not that deep, or at least it shouldn't be.
Yeah.
George Strait, his 31st album is now on the way. He made the announcement over the weekend during his show in Indianapolis. He even performed a few of the new songs, including one with Chris Stapleton. The album will be called Cowboys and Dreamers, but it's not yet known when it will be released.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is expected to go bananas at the box office this weekend. The fourth film in the franchise is projected to make between $50 and $55 million this weekend domestically. The film takes place many years after the reign of Caesar and follows a young ape named Noah that goes on a journey with a human to try to figure out how apes and mankind can coexist.
Very nice. Now, if you thought that Joe's, you know, going bananas pun was funny, just wait until you hear this. A new American University course aims to put a new spin on the impact of music superstar Taylor Swift. A one-credit class called Swiftonomics will be offered this fall after a contest to create a new student-designed course. The class will examine Swift's career through concepts such as supply and demand, market power, and gender-based economics, and it will also look at her music releases, her recent Eras tour, and her success as a woman in a male-dominated industry. So it sounds like we've got some, you know, pretty serious themes there, all things considered. But the course has already generated enough interest to raise enough in offering it again in future semesters.
Yeah, so, well, you know, there are of course several of these Taylor Swift-centric courses in colleges. I believe this one is the first one that kind of tackles the economics. I think there's a lot of them that have to focus on her discography in terms of just the specifics of the music. But
right.
I don't know. You know, if you said Swiftonomics or Bidenomics, which one might be a more popular class that people would sign up for?
Probably Swiftonomics. And I don't say that to take a political side. I just honestly think that would be more popular at this rate.
Yeah. So who knows? 550, we'll take a break there. Wacky stories, good news, and recapping our top stories next.
We see it every day. A guy comes into the men's clinic and guess what? The pills quit working, or they're sick of the side effects. And you know what else we see? Guys not confident in their relationship. At Wave Men's Health, we're the leaders in bedroom confidence. Understanding if you even need ED or low T treatment should be the first step, and the next should be choosing the treatment or treatment combination to build your confidence. Our urologist and physician group is offering professional, modern treatments with success rates as high as 92% and decades of experience. Our doctors are not going to send you an email with what might work for most people. We are results-driven. Concierge. You don't pay for medication. It's included, but you invest in the time it takes to get you where you want to be. We've built an experience with discretion that takes the worry out of going to the doctor. In fact, we've normalized it for guys all over Pensacola. Come see our friendly team in Pensacola and find out why we've been number one in men's health for years. Get a consultation and low-T blood work with results on your first visit for $99. Get your confidence back in the bedroom and beyond. Go to WaveMensHealth.com and book your appointment today. WaveMensHealth.com.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
Claire Stewart with the University of West Florida. On April 11th, UWF launched the public phase of the Here for Good Capital campaign. Join us on May 9th on the Pensacola Expert Panel to learn more about the university's most ambitious campaign to date and what it means for the future of our community. That's Thursday on the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
DJ Frankie Knuckles spinning the records there.
Oh, really? Is that what we're calling him?
That's what I'm calling you.
Oh, wait. Frankie Knuckles? That's what you're calling me?
I looked up Oldie's DJ name, and the first link is Zip DJ, the 10 best old school DJs of all time. So the list was DJ Screw, Larry Levin, DJ Premier. Frankie Knuckles just sounded like the most appropriate 50s era
that does
name there for
old.
That song. So yeah. That's what I went with. So DJ Frankie Knuckles.
I thought you were talking about yourself because you told me to play
spinning the records. No, you're the one at the controls.
Yeah, I'm the spin master over here. That is true. I didn't even think about that. And I've also never heard that version of Rockin' Robin. That was a good one. Yeah. But it was hard to find on YouTube for sure.
5:52 as we wind down on this hour. Channel 3 News at 6 is about 8 minutes away. A pivotal day in Donald Trump's criminal hush money trial with Stormy Daniels on the stand today. Trump's legal team at some point during the testimony this afternoon requested the judge declare a mistrial, but that was denied. The head of the DEA says the flood of fentanyl across the Mexican border has hit unprecedented levels, and Israel says the ceasefire proposal agreed to Hamas is far from its necessary requirements. They are sending a delegation to continue working on the proposal while at the same time continuing with its offensive in Rafah. So that's a look at our top three stories here. Here locally, still no word on any suspects in the two recent shooting deaths. Of course, talking about the triple homicide two Sundays ago, and then also another targeted ambush. A man died on Topaz Avenue 2 days after that. Also, the sheriff's office not confirming whether the two shooting incidents are related today. The dog park in Gulf Breeze is closed for 2 weeks because at least a couple of Santa Rosa County residents can't get along. No truth to the rumor that both of their names are Karen, but kind of sounds like that's what we're dealing with here. City Manager Sam Abel joined Andrew this morning and said that these people have been, you know, kind of having a peeing match, which is normally reserved for the dogs, but they're the ones that are doing this. They are requesting public records, threatening litigation, possibly either against each other or even getting the city involved. So the city of Gulf Breeze is saying, all right, enough is enough. We're closing the park. We're going to take care of these public records requests and also review and look into any potential legal liability that we may have as a result of this spat here. So sucks if you live in Gulf Breeze and you like going to the dog park there because it's going to be closed for a couple weeks. 5:55, Austin. What's the situation on the roads?
Well, luckily, we're getting to that point where the traffic starts to die down a bit. Doesn't look like there's much going on. Gulf Beach Highway is looking better now. Same with Pine Forest Road and Pensacola Boulevard. We still have some minor backups, maybe, if you're traveling westbound on Burgess Road towards North Palafox Street. But outside of that, there's not much that's going to hold you up. Maybe a little bit of issues on Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling towards Tiger Point, but nah, not much.
The weather overnight will be partly cloudy with low temperatures warm, mainly in the mid to low 70s. We'll continue with warm weather and a mix of sun and clouds as we head through the day Wednesday. Highs will be in the mid to upper 80s. We have some changes on the way. A cold front's headed this way late this week. Brings us a pretty good chance for rain late Thursday into early Friday and cooler weather for the weekend. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, very good. Thank you, Alan. 5:55 here at News Radio Pensacola. A Pennsylvania man's emotional support pet alligator has gone missing. Joey Henney posted on social media that his alligator named Wally vanished while on vacation in April. Henney says he suspects somebody took Wally from a fenced-in enclosure on the night of April 21st. Wally has quite a social media following. And first rose to fame after being denied entry to a Philadelphia Phillies game. I think I side with the team on that one.
Yes.
No disrespect whatsoever to this individual's emotional needs, but if I'm sitting in my seat enjoying a nice cold one and a hot dog on a nice summer day, I don't want to look over and see an alligator sitting next to me.
Yeah, I mean, look. It's an emotional support alligator, but it's still an alligator, okay? We've got your mental and emotional well-being. I get that, but we can't risk the physical well-being
Listen,
of several people.
If the Cubs in 1945 wouldn't let a goat in, then no, alligators can't be in Major League ballparks.
Yeah, no. I mean, and that's the thing. Goats are seen as aggressive. So, yeah, if you draw the line there, you got to draw the line at gator, I'm sure, as well. Let's see. A 39-year-old woman in Pennsylvania was keeping with the Pennsylvania theme.
Yeah.
Was caught in a bizarre scheme where she'd steal from convenience stores by using a self-checkout and not ringing up all the items. For example, she would scan and pay for a beverage, but steal a couple of sandwiches, which she would just slip in a bag. Or she'd, you know, pay for two containers of milk, but steal two stuffed animal toys. Or grab eight bags of artisan coffee, but only scan four of them and leave. You get the idea. Then she'd later come back and try to return all of the items and get cash in exchange. It's unclear how that part would work because, you know, if she didn't have everything listed on the receipt, why would they give her money back? But The combined loss from her known thefts was about $210, and now she's facing three felony charges. So,
yeah, not a great ROI on that one there.
Nope, not at all.
Looking at some good news, some awesome beginner's luck. A woman in Virginia named Caitlin Berland bought her first ever lottery ticket last month and won $50,000. And she kept it up with some very awesome generosity. She's not using the money on herself. Oh, no. She's using it to pay off her sister's college tuition.
Yes, in keeping with the generosity theme, back in December, a family in Arkansas won a new truck in their church's annual fundraiser. It was a GMC Sierra 1500, not a bad truck if you ask me, but instead of keeping it, they decided to give it to someone who needed it more. They asked teachers and school counselors in their area to nominate deserving kids who needed a new ride, and they surprised a winner last week. His name was Josh Milton. He's a high school senior who's planning to become a welder. His English teacher nominated him and said that he's as nice as can be. He showed up at school on Thursday and had no idea that he'd be leaving with a truck.
That's cool there. A 100-year-old veteran in Maryland just got his college diploma. He's a former pilot named Jack Milton, who we got Jack and Josh Milton.
I noticed
that.
Good
news stories today. Jack served in World War II, Korea, and Vietnam. He had enough credits to graduate from the University of Maryland in the mid-60s before he left for Vietnam, but he never did. The school surprised him with a diploma for his 100th birthday last week. Very cool story there. Tex are asking the question, what if the alligator at the Phillies game identified as a kitten?
Honestly, better question, what if it just had a muzzle on it? You know? I've taken a photo with a gator before, one of the small ones with tape on its mouth. they grow too big for the tape.
Listen, it depends on how big the gator is. Like, if it's just like a little mini thing, don't know.
But I don't like
lizards, though, either.
Oh, come on.
5:59. Yeah, I don't. Channel 3 News at 6 is coming up now.